We're back with another episode of The Shortlist. This time, we'll be discussing the appointment of Alessandro Michele as the new creative director at Valentino. I know we're a little bit late to this, but we're excited about it, so we're going to talk about it anyway.
Yes, but before we talk about that, I did my homework from the last episode, and I actually follow you now on LinkedIn.
And I accepted your connection request.
I mean, so hopefully. Now we're late. That would have been so embarrassing if you would just decline that connection.
Yep. No, don't know her. Don't want to.
Nope. No.
Not cool enough for me.
Oh my God. My heart.
I'll give you a recommendation on LinkedIn. I'll approve all your skills. Be like, yeah, she's good at everything.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Phenomenal.
I haven't gotten into that. Like, I haven't set up my skills. I haven't posted anything really.
I'll approve all your skills.
Yeah,
it's fine. And I'll give you a cool recommendation at the bottom.
5 stars.
Yeah, she's cool. Has recurring pants, so hire her.
I don't have. Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't.
No.
I have Mesomer pants.
Sorry, my mistake.
Those are different things, girl.
Sorry. They're all black.
Yeah, but there is a difference in black, okay?
Yeah, different shades of black.
Exactly. You know that TikTok?
Yeah. That was us during Fashion Week. I was like, it looked like I was wearing the same thing every day.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Girl, that, nah.
Well, I watched like the coat, the black coat I was wearing during Fashion Week after.
Yeah.
Disgusting. That thing. Like, I was about to burn it. Like,
because of the rain, or
the rain, I was sitting on the floor, kind of like crouching down, so because it's the long coat,
yeah.
So you know, it wasn't that clean anymore. I was like,
oh well,
just gonna throw it away.
So, with that being said, good morning to everyone else who is listening. I hope you have a great morning as well,
night
or night.
Time you're listening to this.
Yeah, I have no idea. It is almost 11. AM where I'm at, and I think
so
where you're at
for you, pretty much.
Lunchtime in Switzerland is 12. Okay,
I know.
Let's get back to topic. Let's talk Alessandro Michele. Your initial reaction, like your gut feeling.
Excited.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, ready for this.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for like a long time, so I'm here. Like, give me more. Keep it coming.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit more, I don't know. I don't want to, maybe I am a pessimist. I don't know. But I'm a great observer, as I said in the introduction episode, and I like to wait and observe. I don't want to say too much, but I'm excited as well. And I'm looking forward, because he is sitting out on menswear and couture.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward for that debut show.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. So
no pressure.
No pressure. It's just a huge brand. But
yeah.
And for those who don't know him that well, we'll give you a quick introduction. So Alessandro Michele is well known in the industry, actually, because he worked as a creative director for Gucci for quite a bit.
Over, as a creative director, I think roughly 6 years, seven, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he was at Gucci for over 10 years, which quite a long time.
That's quite a long time, yeah. And he transformed the brand quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's, for me, it was like raiding your grandma's closet and making it cool again. Like, I think I could have, like, some of the pieces, I was like, I know for sure my grandma used to have something quite similar to that one.
But in a cool way.
In a cool way, yes, obviously.
And his, I remember his debut collection for Gucci was quite, like, eccentric and maximalistic. Yep. And he gained a lot of recognition through that. So for those who don't know him, really, he's really out there. Loud, maximalistic pieces.
Yeah, he just has fun with it. And fun fact, he wasn't supposed to be like the long-term creative director. He was just there to kind of like, you know, fix it up while they found like the right person to do so. But I guess first show was cool enough, and you know, people liked it. I did
not know that.
I mean, you never know. You know, yeah. Trust yourself always. Be Delulu. Delulu is just a Lulu.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Especially in this like industry.
Oh, for sure. Just fake it till you make it in this case very much. Believe you are the next creative director and maybe you'll become the next creative director.
I guess.
It worked for him, I guess. But yeah. And for that, I don't know if it was the first show or like collection he did, but like one of the first few things he did was creating the Eatbug that every creative director is asked to do or expected to create. So he created the Dionysus. For those who don't know, it's the one, it has like the, on the front, it's kind of like the horse shoe that they wear, but in a cool way, obviously, that everyone was having like a variation of during a few years. And it was like, okay, everyone was wearing either the real one, a fake one, or just like the copy.
Exactly.
The inspiration, right?
You have one?
No.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to buy the real one, but I'm not buying like a wannabe of no one.
Okay. I get that. Do you have a favorite piece?
Yes. I've always, and I still want, a Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Gucci. So, you know, Gucci, send me one. Like, any color will do, but, you know, I do have my preferences. So, shoot me an email. Yeah. I'll send you the links of the ones I like. There's a sparkly one that kind of, like, looks cool. So, you know.
Oh.
Ooh. I know.
I think I have seen this one, actually.
Yeah, it's from the last collection, actually.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Then, yeah. So it was obviously. Because, like, for the listeners, I mean, Gucci is great. But it's not the brand that I'm really, really into. So my knowledge is limited on this one.
It's fine.
So Carla is our
Gucci expert.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, and now Alessandro Michele has a chance to make a big impact on Valentino.
Yes. As a creative director, I think all of them are very important for a fashion house and how they shape their vision, identity, and everything. Like they can make it or break it, like the brand success, definitely.
Yeah.
And when Michele was at Gucci, I think he did like a flawless job with the aesthetics and the upgrading everything and creating a whole new world. So I'm kind of expecting it's going to be the same thing for Valentino. I don't know. I hope.
Maybe.
Because Valentino's all very, very romantic and like very well constructed. So I think he's going to be able to build on that and add like some kind of layer of fun or like story, like you can dream.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, any Gucci campaign like brought me to a new world and be like, oh, you know, I want to live in this fantasy world dancing around a fire in the middle of the forest kind of thing. You know, be like, there's this campaign right there. There's like all the models like dancing around like a fire, I think. And they're all very like, you know,
we're listening
to Muse. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, that's how I wanna
dream live.
Yes, basically.
Amazing. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my expectations weren't actually like, I didn't have any, to be honest.
Well, that's good. You know, I mean, can't be disappointed then.
My like Instagram and TikTok bubble was like full of content. Mm-hmm. When like PR Polo, like the creative director, before Alessandro announced his that he's going to leave, I had all of these like videos and posts about it, and I honestly didn't think of what was going to happen next.
It a long time since like the last creative director left, and I don't think it was that long because I remember seeing it and being like, oh, that was quick. Like,
yeah.
Think they had it was already lined up before he was leaving.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would Michele wait so long to do anything?
Yeah.
Because it's been a year or two. So I guess.
Yeah, true.
The offer was kind of like in the words of like, okay, you can start like after this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just.
No. Guessing. I get what you're saying. Yeah. And like, as soon as he announced that he's going to leave Valentino, like, rumors started right away. So yeah, there wasn't, like, a lot of, like, time and space for me to speculate, because people were already talking rumors, and then it was really quick. I think it wasn't even like 10 days until they announced
the rumors.
Alessandro
were definitely spread by Valentino themselves. Let's get people talking, let's get the PR.
So I think I just had like all of the content that was presented to me, and I just followed whatever was happening, so it wasn't shocking to me. I wasn't really surprised, because the speculations were on my For You page every day.
Yeah, but who do you remember, like, any other speculations of who might have been the creative director
before,
it Alessandro and like some other guests? Because I don't remember being like, oh, we think who could it be, and then having like a long list. What I had a lot of videos on and people saying was a discussion of, oh, like, the main brands, they all have, like, male creative director. That was the main, you know, criticism of, like, the industry at the moment, how, you know, everyone at the top were male creative directors.
Get that.
With a few exceptions of, like, female-founded brands kind of thing, like, people or who were, like, their family brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like for Fendi or Prada, they kind of like inherit like that position.
Yeah,
but other like being appointed, they're like, you are gonna be the next one.
I don't think so, because the like the announcement came pretty quick after. Like, I don't think there was enough room for more and like different speculations. It was pretty quickly announced that Alessandro Michele was going to do it.
Yeah, the things people were talking about were the female thing, and then how creative directors weren't like staying on their positions for that long anymore.
Yeah,
because it used to be longer times, and now it's kind of like it feels like very, very 2 or 3 years. Someone new is taking the new place. So
I got I heard a lot of rumors when Alessandro left Gucci, because that was like, for him to leave Gucci to now be part of Valentino was quite a bit of time. So there was actually
2 years.
Quite a bit of time for people to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have like any guesses on what he was going to do after Gucci?
Oh, I was fully convinced and I was praying for it. He was going for his own brand and creating like his own, like, you know, wonderful world in like his imagination, being like, here's my fully ambition. Like, I don't have like a board of people telling me China doesn't like your designs anymore and they're over it, like, design something else. And I don't know, I had the hope, like, because it was 2 years, maybe he wasn't like in 2 years,
I'm
maybe
not 100% sure,
but
it
was quite a
longer time.
So in my mind, I was like, okay, he's like creating something, and whenever he posted that story, I'm like,
is that a sign?
It's like, is that inspo, like, part of the mood board for the brand? Or
is he telling us something?
Well, no, he was just waiting for Valentino.
Well.
Oh, well, I mean, won't complain about it, but
no, definitely not.
But, you know, my guesses were a bit off for that one.
A bit. Yeah. But, like, I have read rumors that he would continue with Fendi.
Mm-hmm.
Or like other rumors were like Bulgari or Givenchy.
Yeah.
Please tell me I pronounce that correctly in English, because I would kind of pronounce them differently.
Well, it's
but
French, so it's fine.
Givenchy. Okay.
Croissant. Oui.
Oui.
Merci.
Je ne parle pas français.
Pour parler anglais.
Oui.
That was me the whole fashion week.
Because like these, because these brands, they belong to LVMH, and Valentino and Gucci belong to Kering.
Mm-hmm.
So people had like rumor that he will go from Kering to LVMH.
Yeah, because the rumor was there was a lot of drama with like him leaving. Because from what I've heard, it was kind of like the LVMH people telling him like, hey, you need, like, it's been a long time of you doing the same thing. People are tired.
Yeah.
Like, we need to up the sales. But I think that was that wasn't the problem, really. Because now the China market, which was the main, you know, the point where they were like, oh, the China market isn't buying any more of your stuff because they're not buying the new stuff either, I think. I might be wrong. Like,
I don't know.
Don't cancel me if I'm wrong. Like, go read an article, like, or you're, like, find out. But I think from what I've been reading and what I can remember, that was kind of, like, the point.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the, you know, he left with a lot of drama.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense. He's in Valentino. And even if it's Kering, because it's only 30% owned by Kering from Valentino. So a lot of other people in the company, they probably have room to, like, be like, no, we want him.
Yeah.
Even so, we'll see if Kering ends up buying Valentino.
Who knows?
Like, I'm not.
Like, and I'm, he also.
I don't need to worry about that.
No. And he also stated that he wanted to be located in Italy, like more specific Rome.
Well, I mean, and now the office is like 10 minutes away from his house.
He is.
I'm like, not a stalker, I swear. It was on the. On an article, like,
I wasn't there in front of the door.
No, I'm not waiting for you. Well, maybe
no,
I should.
Trust me. And now, yeah, he's perfectly located there.
I mean, a dream, like,
imagine
a dream place to work. 10 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't complain. But yeah, other brands, like Fendi does make sense for him because he used to work at Fendi.
Yeah.
Back in the day, or like, I think he was only working with leather. I might be completely wrong on that one. But I know he did work there while Lagerfeld was still there too.
Yeah.
Back in the day. That feels like another life.
I'd say, yeah. How old am I?
That was like...
Excuse me?
But yeah, so... Capi, he's in Valentino, which means we get some couture collections.
I'm excited.
Fucking excited for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, because some of the Gucci runway collections shows he did, some of the pieces, it was like, this could be couture if we can, like, you know, you could pass it from what other brands have done in some couture shows. It's like, that's, like, couture worth it, I think. So I'm very excited to see what he creates.
Exactly.
Because I feel for couture, well, when you design couture, you kind of like have the vibe of like sky's the limit. Because your mind is like, is this gonna sell?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind
different.
Of like, what fantasy can I create? So
but
I'm excited.
We have to be patient for one more season because he's sitting out this one.
Yeah, because the it's gonna be January 2025. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, I mean, good thing comes to those who wait. Is that the saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So, I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting as well.
I'll happily attend the show, if anyone.
If you have, like, spare seats. I don't know.
Yes, I'll, you know, happily sit there and clap for you.
With my favorite bag that you have designed.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a cool bag, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alessandro, get to work, please. Top, top.
Wow, imagine. No, we're not there yet.
Take
definitely
your time.
Not there yet, yeah.
If you're listening to this.
You're a dreamer. That's like optimist versus pessimist.
Yeah. There you have it, the perfect, like, comparison, I would say.
So... do you have anything to add to this topic? Anything you need to get out there in the world?
No. Well, if you need some new photographer for your campaigns, I'm a call away.
Wow. Self-promotion here. Okay, I think that's
a wrap. That's a wrap.